From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump says Iran has been formally put on notice for its ballistic missile launch this week, and he warned that nothing is off the table in dealing with Tehran. In a series of tweets, Mr. Trump also continued his condemnation of the agreement that the U.S. and five other world powers reached to curb Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. Washington Post newspaper reported a contentious phone call between President Trump and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, reportedly over a deal signed with the Obama administration to resettle more than 1,000 refugees held in Australia's offshore detention camps. Turnbull refused to say what they spoke about.
I'm not going to comment on a conversation between myself and the President of the United States, other than what we have said publicly, and you can surely understand the reasons for that. I appreciate your interest, but it's better that these conversations are conducted candidly, frankly, privately. You'll see reports of them. I'm not going to add to them.
Confusion over the refugee resettlement deal has already taken its toll on migrants in Australia's offshore processing centres. Promised the chance of a fresh start last year, they now face the prospect of seeing the agreement crumble. The new U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, took a firm stance against Russian military action in eastern Ukraine by condemning Moscow's aggressive actions and saying U.S. Crimea-related sanctions will remain in place. Fighting has escalated in recent days in eastern Ukraine between the Russia-backed separatist militia and the Ukrainian security forces. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis is in Tokyo today, where he met with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Earlier on Friday in South Korea, Mattis said any nuclear attack by North Korea on the U.S. or any of its allies would be met with, in his words, an effective and overwhelming response. Mattis said he wants to reassure South Korea and Japan of the United States' enduring alliance with its two Asian allies. The new U.S. Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, has spoken to employees for the first time since he was sworn into the job. He said employees should be permitted to express their political opinions, but personal convictions should not be allowed to harm the department's ability to work as a team.
We're on the same team. We share the same mission. Honesty will undergird our foreign policy, and we'll start by making it the basis of how we interact with each other.
Tillerson spoke the same week a memo was signed by nearly 1,000 State Department officials expressing opposition to President Trump's recent order to temporarily ban travelers from seven countries. The White House says new or expanded Jewish settlements beyond their current borders may not be helpful in achieving peace between Israel and the Palestinians. Palestinians say Jewish settlements on the West Bank, the land that they want as a future state, is a major roadblock to peace. Israel says Palestinian refusal to recognize the Jewish state is interrupting the talks. European leaders gathered on Malta today for a summit focused on finding ways of closing off the migrant route from Libya across the Mediterranean to Europe. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker.
I do think that there is room for explanations, because sometimes I have the impression that the new administration does not know the European Union in detail, but in Europe, details matter.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel refused to comment on U.S. foreign policy. She said, we know that the situation for refugees in Libya is dramatic. This is why, she said, we need to prevent illegality, to put a stop to the activities of smugglers and traffickers, and to improve the situation for the refugees. The Malta meeting comes amid global criticism of President Trump's restrictions on refugees and immigration from seven Muslim-majority countries. You can get more news by going to our website. You'll find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.